From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel reacts to the Iran-U.S. nuclear deal. Iranians are cheering a framework agreement with world powers that will provide relief from international sanctions in exchange for curbing Tehran's nuclear program. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif returned Friday to a festive crowd of supporters in Tehran amid fresh hopes the country's international isolation would soon end. U.S. President Obama on Thursday praised the agreement as historic, saying if fully implemented, it will make the world safer.
Iran will face strict limitations on its program. And Iran has also agreed to the most robust and intrusive inspections.
Foreign Minister Zarif was Iran's chief negotiator on the framework deal.
I hope that at the end of this process, we will all show that through dialogue and engagement with dignity, we can, in fact, resolve problems, open new horizons, and move forward.
As to Israel's reaction, correspondent Scott Bob reports from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his security ministers after telling U.S. President Barack Obama in a telephone call that the framework agreement with Iran threatens Israel's existence. An analyst with Israel's Institute for National Security Studies, Ephraim Kam, said the agreement has some positive aspects, but these are far outweighed by the negatives.
The Iranian nuclear program stopped for some time, and in a sense it was pushed backward. On the other hand, there are many holes in this agreement which should be a matter of concern for almost everybody.
Critics say the agreement allows Iran to maintain all of its nuclear facilities, which it could quickly reactivate if it so chooses. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemeni officials say Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies fought their way through the center of Aden on Thursday and seized the presidential palace in the key southern port city. The capture of Aden, the last remaining stronghold of those backing Yemen's president Abdel Rabo Mansour Hadi, would mark a setback for the Saudi-led coalition, which has been carrying out airstrikes for more than a week across Yemen. Earlier Thursday, al-Qaeda militants stormed a prison in southern Yemen and freed 300 inmates. Gunmen armed with rocket-propelled grenades attacked several military checkpoints in Egypt's northern Sinai on Thursday, killing at least 15 soldiers and two civilians. Dozens of others were wounded. There's been no claim of responsibility. Kenyan officials say 147 people are confirmed dead after al-Shabaab militants attacked a university in eastern Kenya. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
The Somali militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, which began shortly before dawn at Garissa University College. Security officials say gunmen stormed the campus, killing two guards before taking over a section of the residence halls and holding some students hostage. Kenyan military forces battled the militants for most of the day. Kenyan authorities said four of the assailants were killed and one arrested during operations. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenyan officials have identified alleged al-Shabaab commander Mohamed Mohamud as the mastermind of the attack. Two New York City women accused of trying to build a homemade bomb to launch a terrorist attack in the U.S. are being held without bond. During their initial court appearance on Thursday, a federal complaint revealed that alleged Islamic State sympathizers Noel Valencis and Asia Siddiqui were arrested on charges of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. Prosecutors say undercover investigators determined the women were plotting to attack police, government, or military targets based on their violent jihadist beliefs. Authorities say the public was never in danger if convicted. Both defendants face a maximum sentence of life in prison. German prosecutors said Thursday that the co-pilot suspected of deliberately flying a Germanwings jet into the French Alps searched online for information on suicide and cockpit door security in the days before the crash. German public prosecutor Christoph Gumpa said he was also concerned with medical procedures and informed himself about suicide methods. Prosecutors said they found the information on a computer tablet in the Dusseldorf apartment of 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz. Prosecutors say he deliberately crashed the plane into a mountainside in a remote part of southeastern France, killing himself and 149 others on board. Searchers at the crash site said. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.